Yeah. Let's go to the hotline and talk to one of the best, used to be best friends, before.
Here we go.
Christina, the word on the street is you're next to go. Heather was first, and now you're next.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Christina, I would like to welcome you. I would like to tell you that I think the chemistry between you and Scott and Beth is unbelievable. Your delivery of the news is unbelievable. And David will now describe your body parts.
Christina, bottom line is, you know, when Beth decides it's time for you to go, you have no choice. You're out of there. Ask Heather Crawford.
David, how many pictures do you have?
David is such an instigator.
What'd you say?
I'm sure David's got pictures of Christina. So we can start showing.
I do. All right.
He's body shot a couple of that he just happened to be.
Christina, can you tell them where you and I might have had photos together?
Oh, God.
You were wearing a red dress.
Oh, it would have been exhibition.
Well, look at there. There's
right?
the first.
And who's he with?
Well,
he's with Basil.
Well,
he's with Basil. He carries around a computer filled with pictures of him and girls.
Actually, it was the time we did the
Roger.
We emceed the charity event up in Conway. Remember, I had the bald head at that time.
And you don't have a red dress on either.
Well, the red dress, she's right. That was from exhibition.
What's up, Christina?
What are you doing with these photos?
I have great memories of y'all that I like to remember. Maybe.
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Hi, Christina.
Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good.
Good. You have to work today, do you? It's Scott's in Fayetteville, so I'm going to be holding down the fort.
Oh, I'm working this morning dealing with
you. Christina,
you're holding down the fort by yourself tonight?
Yes, because Scott Inman will be in Fayetteville, and we have a special tonight, on the Hogs, of course. So, yeah, we got a lot going on, but it'll be fun.
Basil says he's not doing anything for the 6 o'clock shot.
Perfect. Can you please come anchor with me? I will pay you money to show up and sit on that desk with me, David Basil. Let's go.
I would love to. Christina, Tommy asked Beth how long it would take her on a standard night to go out. She said 2 hours, so let's ask the same question.
Let's word this properly. You are getting out of bed. You have no makeup on. You haven't washed your hair, you haven't done anything. How long will it take you to prepare to attend an event?
Yeah, with shower and everything included, I'd say probably an hour. But here's the thing, every girl would love to have 2 hours because you could just take longer. You know, you can do more
she's
makeup,
half the time
more hair.
Of you,
so I get it. Now, she said she'd like to have two, right, Beth?
No, she said
That's
she's got, she demands
exactly.
two.
I said I would like to have two.
Because every woman would like to have two there. You could do your toes and your nails and, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll do their toes and nails and they'll, like, take a break.
And well, they'll go
have a cup of coffee or something.
It's kind of exhausting.
Right. I'm sure it is. I don't think guys can relate.
No, I'm jealous of the guys because you do, you know, what, a tie, and they have to pick out maybe the suit they're wearing. And, you know, we've got the jewelry and the makeup and the hair, and it's hard for me. I'm not real into all that, so it takes some time.
I know exactly.
Listen, Christina, I know Frank, he's not here right now, but
yeah, he
speaks
earlier.
Glowingly of you about you're one of his favorite people and favorite customers. So.
He called this morning. He said, call in because we're there. I love Frank, and I know he just bought all these tickets for War Memorial, and I just always remember when I first met him, it was when we released the book on Anne Pressley. And he comes in and he buys $5,000 worth of that book just to help support the cause. And, you know, and actually we're excited. We're working on that scholarship and we're going to get it going this year. So
Great.
That we're just trying to narrow down. We know so many people are going to want to apply. We want to really narrow down, you know, who out there can get it. And we'll do hopefully the first Anne Pressley scholarship this spring. So we're working on that. But, yeah, Frank is a great guy and always trying to give, you know, to others. So we appreciate him.
That's a nice endorsement.
Thanks, Christina. Well, we'll see. I'll see you at 6. I'll wear the black suit.
I'll get your scripts ready, and I'll have everything ready, and I'll.
Well,
you
David,
your
I used to be coming.
In other words, David won't be available after 3 o'clock this afternoon. He'll be quote getting ready.
Getting ready. Oh, can you imagine how long that would take? Come on.
Well, listen. I used to be an anchor. Don't you forget that.
I know.
Kids.
That's
sports
why I
anchor.
You can walk right in and do this. So we'll see you on the set at 6.
All right.
They both remember they were in the 5th grade. They were watching you as an anchor.
Christina sent me a very nice letter and note the other day. I very much appreciate that. She's very nice. I've never got one from Beth, but...
take it away, Miller. You got about 40 seconds. Music's playing.
Well, everyone knows it's the last day of the month. I mean, we're going to do some big things out here. So if you're looking for a deal, just come out or give us a call, 834-7700. It's raining in bands, so it's going to rain for a little bit, and then it's going to stop. But it doesn't matter. Call us up, see what we can do. Put 16 cars out yesterday. We're going to do another 24 today. I'm telling you, if you want a deal, give us a shout. It's also going to be Labor Day weekend. Got a 3-day sale going on. And I tell you what, If you come out, buy a car this weekend, we're going to give you tickets to the Razorback game, which is next Saturday. So everybody's
and also the meals too.
Yeah, and if you buy a car today,
listen to this.
You buy a car today, you've got a free meal for a year at one of
every week.
Every week you get a free meal for a year. So that's 52 meals at one of our restaurants. So don't forget about that. That's something huge. Free meals for a year. Buy a car this weekend.